Hey, what's going on, Bro-Rilla? It's your boy, Jerry, the TRXpert Washington. I'm here in the basement of General Fitness Company Studios recording episode number 39 of the TRXpert Talks. Now, today we have a pretty special episode. We're going to take it all the way back to last Friday where I was talking on our live call on Project Selfie. Now, you may not be familiar with Project Selfie because I don't believe that I've actually mentioned it before, but I am inviting you now to Project Selfie. Project Selfie is an extension of this podcast. Is a more interactive version, obviously, but the podcast is me just kind of talking, giving you information, feeding your ears while you're walking the dog or going for a run or cleaning the house or whatever you're doing right now while you're listening to the podcast. And the Project Selfie is more of a feedback. We have a little bit of a dialogue going on in there. Well, at least we're trying. I just started it back up not too long ago. Don't have as much engagement as I would like. So if you are someone that is interested in having a conversation or just, maybe looking at the different things that I post and every once in a while liking it and maybe throwing down a comment or two, that's cool. Because, you know, at the end of the day, input is great. Feedback is awesome. And every interaction just helps not only you, but it helps the group, because it might be questions that other people might have that they're just too afraid to ask. And I know that from, 16 years of school, I know that is definitely the case almost 100% of the time. So yeah, feel free to jump in there. Project Selfie, it's on Facebook. It's a private Facebook page. And right now, I think we have 18 members. It's not a huge page right now. It's not a huge group right now. We just started it, like I said, or started it back up. I kind of halfway started it about a year ago. And then this thing called General Fitness Company kind of took up all my time. And now we're running a little bit on autopilot. We got some systems set up. So I'm going to try to get back into the Project Selfie so I can help you in a more in-depth way. Because that's what really this whole thing that I started is all about. That's what General Fitness Company is all about. And that's really my mission, is to really try to get down into the depths and helping people, whether on a one-on-one basis or in the groups or however we end up doing it. But I just want to see, my friends, I want to see my family and see all the people that care about me do some things great with their own life. So this is my way of giving back to all the people that have given to me, whether it's your attention, your money, or your love. So yeah, let's go ahead and get into it. It's an interesting Q&A. I didn't have anybody on the live call, unfortunately. We're gonna try to this week to do it Friday at noon. But I did have some people that wrote in that said they couldn't make it. So I'm gonna be answering a few questions in the Q&A. It's some questions I might have answered in the podcast before. And there's a couple of questions I hadn't really addressed. So I think it's gonna be all good. And be some stuff that you can learn or at least review once you hear it. It's always good to hear something in a different voice or a different light, because you know, sometimes it takes a little bit of a different tone or a different sound or even something in the background or different context for it just click for you. So I don't talk about much. There's not a lot I talk about, but what I do talk about, I try to get in depth as much as possible. So prepare yourself. We got about a half an hour or so of some juicy gems. So without further ado, let's get into it. Episode number 39, Project Selfie Live Call. Lego! Let me tell you a little bit about why I'm doing these, doing this live call. I plan on doing these at least once a week. I just wanted to offer a little bit of my professional opinion, advice, and just my knowledge and expertise on my 12 years of training. You know, about it's probably been over 10,000 hours of training, probably more than that. 'Cause I was working 60-hour weeks for the first probably 7 or 8 years. So 60-hour weeks for, you know, if you're doing almost 10 years, that's about, yeah, it's about 10,000 hours or so. So anyways, so I wanted to do this to kind of just give you a little bit of knowledge or give you a little bit of what I know in terms of fitness, answer any of your fitness questions, and hopefully you can be a part. So anyways, this is what we got. It's 11 o'clock. I plan on doing this call for Here you go. I'm using my phone here, so I don't have a microphone for my computer yet, so we're using the phone. But I actually have some couple people that did say they wanted to join in, but unfortunately they couldn't make it because they're at work. So maybe 11 o'clock might not work. We'll play around with the times. But right now it's going to be our first live call officially, and if you end up getting in, you get in. If not, like I said, I got a couple questions that people actually emailed me because they're like, I can't make it, but if you record it and post it up, that'd be awesome. So that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to record this live call, and we'll post it up, and hopefully next week you will have a couple more people in. But you know, the show is not over yet, so it's possible we still might get a couple more people. So anyways, let's get right into it. Like I said, we're gonna try to do a half hour call here. I'll give you a little bit about myself, you know, for you those of you that are not super familiar. And pretty much everybody in this group knows who I am, but I'll give you the background anyways, just in case there's anybody out there that might know who I am. So I'm wearing my Gus Davis sweatshirt. Yes, I'm aware it's summertime, but it gets a little chilly in my gym. I keep it nice and cool because we work out hard. There's always sweat on the floor here, so I do a lot of mopping. So anyways, I am from Alaska, Anchorage, Alaska. I went to high school in Anchorage, Alaska. From there, I moved around a lot because I was a military brat, but I ended up going to high school in Alaska, so I call that home because that's where I spent my formal years, and that's where I kind of grew up. So it was in Alaska that I moved to Minnesota, where I went to Gus Davis Adolphus, a small private school in rural Minnesota. So I definitely got some different, some interesting experiences that I can say not many Philadelphians get to experience. It's kind of very similar to what you might see in like Lancaster or Lancaster if you're from Philadelphia. It's very similar to that out there, where it's, you know, a lot of farmland and it's pretty quiet. So that's where I went to school. After that, I went to Spain, ran track for a little bit post collegiately. Decided that wasn't for me after injuring myself, and had a good time though. I went out to Spain my senior year of college, and then after college I went back. So that's why I went back, because I made some connections, and it had me run for a little small club team out there. And yeah, it was a club team that was sponsored by Adidas, so I got a couple bucks when I was out there. That was pretty fun. After that, I moved out to Philadelphia. That was pretty cool. I did my thing at a local youth program. So I was like a counselor for this at-risk youth, and that was an interesting experience. I've never really done anything like that before. You know, being from Alaska and Minnesota, and then going into like North Philadelphia. If you're familiar with North Philadelphia, it's not like Alaska or Minnesota. It's definitely like not like that. So it was an interesting experience. I quickly found out that my experiences in Alaska and Minnesota are not exactly like the experiences in Northern Philadelphia. So I couldn't really help people as much as I would have liked. But it definitely taught me a lot about it taught me a lot about like empathy and what people have to go through to survive, even though they might live in a big city where you have a lot of resources. There's still some pretty bad things going on out there. You know, the reason why I ended up leaving is because I had one of the kids that I was working with, a really good kid, really smart kid. He was telling me one day that he couldn't sleep. And he was falling asleep in class. He's a really good student, but he's falling asleep in class. His problem was that he was really disruptive, and he was getting more and more disruptive as the school year went along. And so we just kind of broke down and asked him, like, hey, you know, why are you so disruptive in class? And why are you sleeping when you're not disruptive? You know, it's either you're terrorizing the class, or you're not paying attention and falling asleep. So he actually told me that, like, you know, he's like, I can't sleep, Mr. Jerry. You know, that's what they all call me, Mr. Jerry. And I was like, well, why can't you sleep? You know, are you staying up too late? You playing video games? You know, that's the go-to. Are you playing Pokemon or not? And he told me, he's like, no, actually, I can't sleep because my door is missing.
I was like, oh, you know, we'll tell your mom that, you know, maybe save up some money and tell your mom to help you buy get a new door for your room, you know, or just try to sleep somewhere else or get used to not having a door. It's not that big of a deal not having a door in your room. I've sleeping in my living room all the time when I'm tired, sleep on the couch, and there's really only, you know, one door. But he told me it wasn't his room door, it was his house door. And I was like, oh, wow. I was like, why don't you have a house door, bro? And he's like, because it got shot up because they tried to kill my brother because he was trying to stop selling drugs. And apparently he had owed whoever some money after he decided to stop selling drugs, and they tried to shoot up the house. So I was like, wow, that definitely does not happen in Alaska or rural Minnesota. So yeah, that was kind of my signature or my sign to make another move with my life. And I stayed on for a little bit longer, and I found personal training. One of my buddies, his name is Jerome, he owns Daily Grind Fitness. He put me on to this place called Platoon Fitness, and that's where I learned how to do boot camps, learned how to train boot camps. I started there in 2005. Was it 2005? I think it was either 2004 or 2005, but I'm pretty sure it was 2005. So I started there, and just doing my training, learning how to, you know, you had to train groups. I had trained regularly groups of like 60 to 70 people. The platoon was pretty big back then, and they were growing. It's a little bit different company now, but they're still doing their thing. And, you know, I learned a lot from them, and I definitely can attribute a lot of my training style to what I learned from them originally. And then, you know, obviously you learn something and you adapt it to your own way of training. But, so yeah, that's what we got. That's kind of how it went. You know, I went to do the boot camps and got hired on to this place called Aquatic and Fitness Center, where I refined my personal training. Had some really high quality personal trainers there, not gonna lie. My only thing with every one of those places is that, like, in terms of a business, they're really good businesses, but, you know, for me, I always had that itch. I was like suffocating when I was working for someone. I thought every time I could probably help, but, you know, it just seems like at the end of the day, if you really want to have the most impact, at least for me, you know, for you or for anybody else watching this, it could be completely different. But for me, to have the most impact, I feel like I kind of had to do it my own way, because I tend to, if you know me, I tend to march to the beat of my own drummer, so to speak. And sometimes I dance and sing to the beat of my own drummer. A lot of people that know me from other workplaces, even when I was a counselor in that middle school, I would still be singing and dancing, because that's just my thing. I'm always been a happy person. I always try to keep happiness in my heart, and always try to exude happiness, because if you exude happiness, other people tend to get happy around you, and that kind of just is one of those cyclical things where people make you happy, you make them happy, and it just keeps going. So I try not to spread bad news. I try to keep everything positive. You know, sometimes I can get down, but I try not to let it affect other people, and I definitely try not to make it a permanent or a lasting experience. So without further ado, that's a little bit about me, and now I am here. I am an entrepreneur. We are here in month number 13 of running this show, and I have to say that I'm really excited. I have had quite a few people come in here from my day back in the days when I first started training. I have some new people that have been coming in here that have got to experience the Jerry experience, so to speak, and they love it. Everybody's really excited about what we're doing here at General Fitness Company. We're growing, not as fast as I would love, but you know, that's how life works. That's how life works. You always want things super fast, but once you get it super fast, you realize that it's all about the experience. So I'm loving this experience of being an entrepreneur. I'm loving the people that are walking through these doors and trust me with their fitness goals. And I love the fact that I have the opportunity to help them with their fitness goals, and seeing them progress is just, there's actually not a price that you can put on that. Just seeing these people, some people that used to train with me that are back to train with me after, you know, 5-6 years, some people that have never trained with me before, and they're all seeing results. And they're happy walking around smiling, and they're seeing benefits in their personal lives because, you know, they've actually made a change in their lives. So Shout out to all those people that are watching this, that train with me. Much love to you. Shout out to all those people that will train with me soon, because you're going to have some good experiences. But anyways, that's a little bit about me. let's get to a little bit about you. Now, the reason why you probably joined this group, actually I invited you to this group, and you probably originally joined this group back in the day, about 13 months ago, I assume, when I first left Aquatic. And you're probably wondering what I was doing. This is what I'm doing. I'm helping you out and helping your friends out. So I had a couple questions that some people sent in to me. As I said earlier on, they had some people couldn't make it. So they said, just record these questions for us, Jerry, and we'll listen in, and maybe they'll give me some feedback on it. So anyways, the first question was from Michelle, and she asked me what the best workout for you was. And you know, it's funny, actually, a lot of these questions I answered in my podcast. I have a podcast on iTunes. It's called General Fitness Company Cast. So if you're on iTunes and you listen to podcasts, check it out. General Fitness Company Cast. But anyways, the best workout for you, it's there's a lot of different types of workouts. There's a HIIT workout, there's a LISS workout, there's a straight cardio workout. There's a weight training workout. There's all kinds of workouts. But at the end of the day, I can't give you a particular workout routine to prescribe to you without knowing what your body type is. Obviously, Michelle, I do know you, so I know what your body type is. But if you're doing an endomorph, we'll just go over the body types real quick. If you're an endomorph, well, a person that's kind of somebody that's like a quote unquote big boned, you know those people, the big boned people that say I have big bones. And those are people that actually just, they have more muscle than your average person. You know those people that are normally like a little bit just more stout, and they just look just bigger overall, and no matter what they do, it just seems like they can't lose weight. So if you're an endomorph, the best workout for you, if you're one of those people that just seem to lose weight, your thing would be to do weight training, but not a whole ton of weight training, because you can tend to gain muscle very fast. So you want to do weight training, but you want to do a lot of high intensity cardio or high intensity Tabata training if we're talking about HIIT. But essentially what you want to do is you want to get your heart rate up. You want to do lighter weights. You want to do quite a bit of cardio, not a ton of cardio, because cardio is not exactly the thing that helps you burn fat. Contrary to popular belief, cardio is just like you can think of it as like a supplement to your normal workouts. But if you're an endomorph and you're trying to lose weight, obviously pay close attention to your diet. Your diet is like like the number one thing that's going to probably be holding you back. Because at the end of the day, when you're an endomorph, any kind of workout you do is going to help you. But if you're going to try to stay lean as an endomorph, you just have to be super conscious of the calories you're consuming. Make sure you're not getting in carbs. You're going to be most likely more carb sensitive than other people. So if you're eating carbs, you're going to gain more weight than your average person. You know those people be like, oh, I ate one donut and I gained 3 pounds, and this guy ate like 5 donuts and he's losing weight. So yeah, if that's you, pay attention to your diet, high intensity cardio, and minimize the heavy weight training. Weight training's still good, but don't lift heavy weights, because that's just gonna increase the bulkiness of your aesthetics. So there's two other body types. There's an ectomorph, and that's the opposite. That's someone that's like super skinny. So like a thinner person or whatnot. Not necessarily super skinny, but you know those like slender types. You know, even like when they're heavier set, you can still see that like their frame is still like a little relatively smaller. So that person is gonna be the right workout for them. If you're not trying to look all super skinny, is you're obviously gonna want to lift heavier weights, and your diet is gonna be a little bit higher in the protein count. So if you're eating, you're gonna look at it this way. Like your goal, for most people, if you're eating on a normal diet for an average person, you'd be eating probably 30 to 45 grams of protein if you're 120 to 150 pounds. You know, 120 pound woman, 150 pound man, you're looking at 40 to 50. If you're a 200 pound person, I'm almost 200 pounds, I'm 190. So if you're that, you're probably, and you're an endomorph, meaning you're gonna be pretty tall. If you're 200 pounds and you're still an endomorph, you're gonna be pretty tall. But you're gonna be, you know, eating probably closer to like 75 to 80 grams of protein a day. So if you're an endomorph and you're like, you know, 120, 150, 100 pounds, the thing is, what they say is you want to eat about half your weight in grams and in protein. So it's kind of like that. So it's not an exact science, but it's about half your weight in grams, not maybe a little bit less than that. So anyways, that's what you would do. You lift heavy weights. Definitely stay away from the cardio and the high intensity cardio, because that's definitely not going to help you in your correct workouts. It's going to make you lose more weight. And finally, there's a mesomorph, and that is like your typical athlete. You know, like the people that come out the womb looking all buff. People that have muscles, even though they don't even do anything. Those people, the best workouts for them, you know, just, it's kind of a balanced workout. Just alternate between like longer states of longer cardio workouts and your high intensity cardio, your high intensity training or whatnot. And that's probably closer to your half your weight in body and half your body weight in grams of protein. And if you're an ectomorph, you're probably going to eat a little bit more. I'm kind of misspoke there. We're going to eat a little bit more than half your body weight. But if you're a meso, you're going to be eating about your body weight, maybe a little bit less in grams of protein. And your workouts are just, you could do whatever you want to, pretty much. If you're a mesomorph, you know, you're going to have muscles. So you lucked out. You won the proverbial human lottery. So you can do almost whatever you want to. Just obviously still stay away from fats. You know, you can't eat whatever you want. You're not going to eat 20 donuts every day and then turn around and be like, I'm a mesomorph. That's not how it works. So, those are the specific workouts, the workout routines you can do for each body type, and those are the diets that you should be looking at. Next question is from Omar. How can I get rid of my belly, Omar? he's a funny guy. But anyways, yeah, Omar, how can you get rid of your belly? Well, buddy, diet and exercise, really, man. There's really no way around it. There's a lot of people that try to tell you to do like these raspberry ketones and all these other things. And those are just specific types of diets. You know, I would say like there's no real one diet for any person. Everybody's got to experiment with it. That's pretty much the answer. Diet and exercise. There's no magical pill, as you know. There's nothing out there that anybody has created that you can take that's going to get your belly fat off any faster than good old fashioned diet and exercise. And if it does, if there is something out there that gets it faster than diet and exercise, you can bet that on the back end there's probably going to be some kind of side effect that you probably don't want. So shortcuts will always get you cut, is what I like to say. You know, but eventually somewhere down the line a shortcut, unless you're driving. But shortcuts in everyday life is what we're talking about, and a shortcut most of the time is going to get you cut somewhere else. So sorry, Omar, just work out and eat better. Mike, yes. Yeah, he wants to know about workout shoes. Yeah, that's a good question, actually. You know, workout shoes are I wear Sauconys. I like Sauconys because they have a bigger toe box. I have wider feet, so it's a little bit better for me. I recommend for your best universal shoe, like if you don't know what shoe to get, Brooks. I always tell my clients to get Brooks shoes because they have a relatively stable support structure for like your ankles and your heel. You know, it's not like those other shoes that are kind of like flimsy and they move side to side, and then you don't get the same stability, and you end up having issues with your ankles and your knees and stuff. See, the thing is, the reason why you want to have a good shoe is because if you don't have enough support in your ankles and your knees when you're pounding or when you're walking, then you tend to have to overuse your feet and ankles. And if you're overusing your feet and ankles, you can get like pain in your joints. And I actually even, like, I wear Saucony's, but I can tell, like, when my shoes are done and when they've had it, because my knees and my back and my ankles start to bother me. And I'm like, I'm always like, why am I? And I'm like, new shoes. I need to get new shoes. And it happens without fail. I buy two pairs of shoes every time I buy shoes. And it happens without fail. About every 4 months or so, I need to get a new pair of shoes. So, yeah. Take that into consideration. I buy two pairs of shoes, and I work out every day. I walk every day. So with those two pairs of shoes, they last me 4 months. So if I were to buy one pair of shoes, they would last me, of course, 2 months. So if you're on average, I would say if you're buying one pair of shoes and you're working out, obviously you're probably not working out. Hopefully working out consistently, but you might not be working out every day and walking and working out to the same intensity I am, because obviously I'm demonstrating exercises or whatnot. So I would say, like, on average, your best time frame for workout shoes is 3 months. If you're doing anything longer than that, you're doing yourself a disservice and you're causing you're going to run into potential danger, and you're going to have the potential of getting injured, because you just don't have the support. And if you're lifting, you're doing anything, like even like everyday life, if you're like lifting boxes or something like that, if you're lifting boxes, you have the rights to support in your feet and your ankles. You run a greater risk of getting injured and hurting your back, your hips. So take care of yourself. Make sure you get your shoes. Don't be cheap. even sometimes I could be cheap and be like, I'll get the cheaper shoes. Yeah, some of you that know me from back in the day know that I've been known to wear $15 shoes. But yeah, those were back in the day. Now I've grown and I respect my feet a little bit more. So in terms of, like I said, workout shoes, Brooks Sauconys is what I recommend. Nikes are probably not the best shoes. There's like one pair of Nikes that are like the best shoes, I would say. There's like the Nike Lunars. Those are ones that have like the really flexible sole. You know, those like you can bend them and stuff like that. Those are actually really good, believe it or not, for, I don't know why they have so much support, but they have a lot of support, and they're really good for, like, say, running. I wouldn't say you should do like cross training or anything that has lateral movement with anything that has like a really flexible sole. But in terms of running and maybe just basic lifting, you know, if you're doing bench presses or squats or anything like that, I would definitely say Nike Lunars can work. But Brooks and Sauconys are probably going to be your best bet in terms of shoes. Who else do we have here? Let's talk about this. I didn't know if I wanted to answer this question, Heather, because supplements. Heather asked me about, she just put supplements and put a question mark. But supplements. I would say I recommend them, but I don't recommend them, if that makes sense. You know, supplements are good, but there's times that people recommend supplements that you don't really need. So, I would say supplements, just kind of use at your own discretion. That's supplements. That's not even like performance enhancing drugs. I would say definitely don't take any of those. But supplements, you know, vitamin D, I don't think I would say vitamins are even, you know, maybe we can classify them as supplements, but vitamin D is something that I always take, just because I want to make sure I'm getting enough sun and making my bones strong enough to withstand all the stuff that I undergo every day with training people and stuff. I take vitamin B12, so make sure my energy levels are up. I don't even know how much it works, but I take vitamin B12 because I asked my doctor if I could, and they said yeah. So so I take it, and who knows how much it's actually helping me with my energy. But that's what I do in terms of supplements. In terms of what you should do with supplements, obviously I'm not going to recommend anything. I'm not going to recommend anything because I don't know what your blood, I don't know what you're, what's going on with you, or anybody that's watching this. Ask your doctor about what supplements you should take. And if your doctor says no, then you probably shouldn't take it. But honestly, that's something you should discuss with your health professional. You know, maybe we can have an informal conversation face-to-face about supplements. But Heather, I can't say that I recommend I want to recommend a supplement just off face value and just broadly recommend any supplements. So you're on your own with that one. Sorry, Heather. But we can always chat face-to-face and we'll figure out what we're going to do. Hey, look at that. It's almost, we're almost done with our call. It's 30 minutes, and I still got two more questions that I have written out here. So let's go with the best question here. I had somebody talking about knees. They had a problem with their knees and their back. Maybe we'll talk about that another time. I've talked about knees and back quite a bit. Best ab exercise. That's a good one. All right, so let's talk about this. Obviously, I said diet and exercise, the best way to, like, just get yourself in good shape. And that's the best way to see your abs because, you know, you lose weight, you're going to see your abs. But the best ab exercise, as being Jerry, the TR expert, Washington, I would say that there's a ton of exercises you can do on the TRX that will increase your ab strength or your core strength. There's this thing I call the fallout. It's like an ab wheel used with the TRX. You bring your arms out in front of you. You bring your arms up as your body goes forward. That's like really good for stretching everything out too. I love that one. I do that one all the time because like when you're sitting down as much as I do, like typing away and trying to create as much content as I can for you guys, my back and everything starts getting tight. So it's good to just stretch everything out on the TRX. Another good ab exercise, you know, that's really basic is a plank. Forearms and toes, put your forearms on the floor, toe it up. See if you see how long you can hold it without arching your lower back. And believe it or not, I see so many people that have not the best plank form. You know, that arch gets a lot of people. A lot of people arch their lower back. And even people I see that are like these quote-unquote fit pros, I even see them, like, they arch the lower back, and I'm like, oh, Jesus. But if you're going to do a proper plank, you got to really pull your belly button in and think about making your lower back as flat as possible. So you push your pelvis down, push your pelvis in so your belly button goes into your spine and you work out. Anyways, that's what I got for you today. I really appreciate you listening and watching. That's what we got for Project Selfie Live Call. Hopefully I'll see you next week or sometime throughout the week, either in these doors online or in my dreams. So do your body right, do your mind right. You know, it's great to have money, it's great to have material possessions, and it's great to have friends and family. But the only thing you have that's really yours at the end of the day is your soul. And if you're not taking care of that, then what really do you have?
Hey, so yeah, I really appreciate you listening to this episode because it was a little bit longer than our usual ones, but I think we got some pretty good juice out of it. You know, there's some gems in there talking about some good fitness stuff, talking about body type. We've gone over that stuff before. I talked a little bit about how to get your back a little stronger and all that stuff. So yeah, you know, like I said, I don't talk about a ton, but what I do talk about, I get really in depth with. You know, I try to give you as much as I know on just a few subjects. I try not to go too far outside of my expertise because that would be not beneficial for you or I. You know, is that how you say it? It wouldn't be beneficial for the two of us. How about that? That's the right way to say it. So yeah, you know, if you have any questions, feel free to write them in info@generalfitnesscompany.com. Obviously I appreciate all your feedback. If you could leave a rating or a review on iTunes or Google Play or wherever you're consuming this content, that is also greatly appreciated. In fact, that would mean the world to me if you did leave at least a 1 to 5 stars or anywhere in between, because all that input, all that feedback, it helps me grow the podcast. All that input and all that feedback, it helps me to improve the podcast because I can give you more of what you want and what you need. And not to mention, every little bit of input helps to add a little bit more oxygen to the fire that is this podcast. You know, more people that hear about it, more people that talk about it, more people that hear about it. So keep talking, my friend. Keep talking. So yeah, keep talking. Share it with your friends, family, everybody. Let's get it out there. Because this podcast is gold. If I do say so myself. But anyways, you know what? I really do appreciate you listening to this episode. And I really appreciate you listening to every episode of TR Expert Talks. We'll be back tomorrow, Tuesday, for another episode. Episode number 40. Yeah, we're inching up to number 50. Yeah, buddy, we are getting there. So, maybe I might do something exciting for 50. I don't know. I'm thinking more so like 100. 50 is kind of like, 100 is definitely like, yeah, you're doing some stuff. So anyways, let's call it a day. We'll catch you tomorrow for episode number 40. Thanks for listening. And as always, keep good company.